Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And Valerie and Nathan and Rob are here from Queen Charlotte Safaris, having a great time. I mean, this first hour flew by. There's so much to cover and
crazy.
So much more to cover, too, with this great group from this wonderful, wonderful place on Haida Gwaii, Queen Charlotte Islands. Yeah, it is beautiful. You almost have me talking with a Canadian accent.
Yeah, that's all about. Anyways, we're having a great time here this morning.
Well.
If you want to join us, man, it's been a very busy morning. Obviously, with Valerie, Nathan, Rob, like lots of really fun stuff to talk about. If you want to join us, 213-432-1090. That's the number to get through. 213-432-1090. Phones are totally packed up right now, but as soon as a line opens up, that's how you grab it. Or send us a text. You can always send a text, no matter how busy the phones are. And that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's also a way you can listen to all the past shows. If you heard a cool fishing tip from Rob that you want to go back, or you heard a really cool part about the lodge that you want to hear from Valerie again, fire up the app, re-listen. It's a great way to deal with Let's Talk Hookup for sure. And with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We've got catch reporter standing by, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish. And today, that catch report sponsored in part by a very important partner of Let's Talk Hookup right now. Boy, you want to talk about the crazy fuel prices right now, things going up and down. It's so nice to have a good friend in that world, and that's what you have with Summit Gasoline. The lowest prices possible for your car, truck, or for your trailer boat, only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can buy your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day. You can get discount bait certificates. They have beer, soda, snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. Go in, say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest prices on gas. It's a very easy in-and-out pull-through with your trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And we got the man, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and guests. You got a full house there, it sounds like.
Yeah, good morning.
So this mid-October time frame, certainly one of my favorites. And it's traditional for offering up both really good offshore fishing along with the first hints of our cold season squid sea bass fishery. And guess what, guys? This year is not disappointed so far. So let me give you a partial rundown of what's going on here. So offshore, it's been interesting this week. Without a doubt, some of the best marlin fishing of the year for the guys fishing around the famous 14-mile bank right out in front of Newport Beach there. It's best fishing we've seen around that bank in quite some time there. And for several days, there were a number of boats with multiple catches, both jigs and bait. And it was just classic marlin fishing. It was fun stuff. And the fish are still there. So if you want a shot to catch one, now's the time to go. But I would not delay, because somewhere between now and 2, 3, maybe even 4 weeks from now, at some point, they're just going to swim south and they're going to be gone for the season. So it is time to go. Now, those dorados are still around. We had kind of an amazing rebite. And it's definitely getting a little sketchy as it's getting really late for those guys. I'm surprised it's still here, but you never know with fish. They just do that. And the sector is mostly from above that 14-mile bank down to off Oceanside. Tends to be a little closer to the beach than more offshore, it seems like. And, God, there's been some big ones here this week. The best was, I think, 53 pounds on one of the sport boats. But, man, that's a tanker for anywhere. You just got to find the right kelp. And again, they really like that light line and smaller hook there, so give it a shot. And then some of the best fishing offshore here this past week or so right now is for that beautiful grade of yellowfin tuna, not bluefin, yellowfin. Most of those are with the dolphins, not so much open water fish. They're mostly hanging out with the mammals. And, God, they're good grade. They're mostly 25 to 40 pounds, a few standouts up to 60. And guys are getting them, trolling through the mammals, you know, cedar plug or Apollo, Nomad, stuff like that. That's all working. But best dropping baits back on at least 40 pounds because there's a grade of fish there. And also effective has been fishing those clear poppers in the leading edge of them dolphins there. It's been good fishing. It's a big area of fish. It's pretty much from the above the west end of Catalina, down both sides of the island, down to inside Clemente. There's little warm water spots, got some fish in it. And then another area has been kind of around that 209-312 zone. It's been really fun fishing. And then to flip the script totally, there's been a little bit of squid around showing up, kind of on schedule. And some of our more savvy private boat guys have used it effectively on both yellows and sea bass. We haven't talked about that much here for a while, but, you know, it's getting toward that time of year. Guys, I would keep an eye on both San Nicolas Island and Santa Barbara Island on the outside there, especially with this relatively nice weather we've had. There's some worthy inshore stuff to start catching. And speaking of that weather, probably want to pay attention this afternoon, especially. There's quite a lot of thunderstorms, and, you know, they tend to have a little wind with them, and that stuff's going to be blowing kind of off the beach towards the islands. And it's already the leading edge is right outside Catalina, so you definitely got to keep an eye on the thunderstorms later on today, especially. But man, it's good fishing, and it's time to go, guys.
Yeah, it is. And of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys have everything you need to know and where to go, whether it be Dorado on the Patties, Marlin, tuna down south, up north, the islands, everything. Fishdope.com is your source. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using your code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that Chevron station, the big Chevron. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And like I said, guys, it's good fishing, and it's time to go.
You know, one thing you didn't mention, Mark, was lobsters. And I want to welcome back one of our great sponsors, the Ace Line Hauler.
Oh, man.
And I might mention, too, that Nathan and Rob, this is a Canadian product. You guys are probably very familiar with it up there in Canada. The Ace Line Hauler is made for crab fishing. It's an electric line puller, and he's based in Vancouver there. And he ships them down here, and various tackle stores have them. And I got to go out and for the first time of the year and use it on Wednesday night. And a friend of mine, my good buddy Mark Weir, was with me, and he'd never been hooping before. And I said, "Well," I said, "He says, do people do this by pulling it without this Ace Line Hauler?" And I go, "Yeah, they do, but
oh, yeah.
They're not." He's like, "Well, why? Why would you not have an Ace Line Hauler?" And it is a game changer. I mean, when you use it, it's like once you go with the Ace, you never go back.
No doubt.
They do have them stocked in local tackle stores in Southern California, but it's a great item, and it lasts pretty much forever. I've had mine for years, and it's an investment. But I promise you, once you get an Ace Line Hauler, it is really, really a great thing to have on the boat.
You know, Pete, when I used to do a lot of hooping, I got hoops with 150-foot ropes and 200 ropes. I loved pulling those hoops out of 150 feet of water. Come on.
Yeah. Seriously, Mark?
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Seriously, I did.
Yeah, good for you. I'll take the Ace Line Hauler.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah, especially at our age,
yeah.
Right?
Hey, yeah, anyway. So I can fit in, you know, more stuff about swordfish, more stuff about rockfish, more stuff about lobsters. I just need about 5 or 10 minutes.
I know, that's the problem. There's so much going on right now. Well, you did a great job, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos from the radio to slide in, I had another great text message come through. It says, good morning. This is Joe from Dana Point. On my question, I'm visiting family in Seattle right now, and I really am looking forward to coming to visit Queen Charlotte. Can you explain how we get to your destination once we're booked up?
Yes, that depends if you're coming from Seattle. Excuse me. So once you get to Vancouver, you go Vancouver into Sandspit. This is an Air Canada Q400 aircraft. It's an hour and a half flight, gate to gate. Super easy. Included in your package. We booked it all.
It's part of the package. All you need to do with a Queen Charlotte is you need to just get to Vancouver.
Yes.
Which is easy to do because there's so many different airlines that fly.
Yes,
there.
And I'm happy to help. I've been doing airfare for a long time.
Happy
to help. And California, I mean, we could go through all the airports that have direct flights and a lot more, like SNA is starting to do direct, which a lot
of people,
Santa Ana, John Wayne Wood Airport, San Diego. Hopefully we're going to start seeing a lot more direct flights on the whole West Coast come back. Well, the whole U.S., Canada
come back.
Yeah. And but from Seattle, a lot of people that are coming in from Seattle, like Northern Idaho, Oregon, they'll just drive to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I have a wonderful hotel that I work with that they can park their car for free. It's kind of a park and fly and keep your sleep park fly.
Wow.
And then take you right over to the main terminal and get on the plane and come right to us. So, and then of course my crew, my guides, they're there to help. They're the lifters. They help with luggage and get everybody picked up and also get everybody and your fish. And we were talking about fish processing last night. We'll have to hit that today too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. No doubt. Well, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to you guys.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Rory? He's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Good morning, Rory. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I have a question. They closed the King Crab Snow. The King Crab Snow. King Snow Crab
Sunshine.
Season because of warming waters.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, is this going to affect anyone in your area, or are you that inland that it ain't going to? The warming waters are saying that it's going to decimate the whole king crab fisheries.
Nathan, Rob, have you heard anything about that?
Wondering.
Nathan, Rob?
The fishery we are hitting is Dungeness crab, and it's absolutely prolific. I mean, if you lay the pot sit for overnight, you're looking at a dozen to 14 crab in there. You know, you're tossing back a couple females and maybe one or two small. So if you're coming up to QC Safaris, you're going to have a crab feast, sort of tell you.
It's going to happen. And I got to tell you, you know, I've been to other lodges that have crab feasts. I've never been to a lodge where I said no moss when it came to touching this crab.
I can back that up.
Yeah,
I've
you've
seen
been
Pico
there.
For multiple,
yeah.
multiple
like,
times.
Like up at Kingfisher,
yes,
man, they
exactly.
do a great job of it. I'm telling you, it's like sometimes they say, no, you can't have any more. They don't say that at Queen Charlotte because it is so prolific up there. I have never, I mean... You can eat as much Dungeness crab as you want, pretty much, right?
Crab comatose.
Yeah, for sure. And then you just get served this. That's just the appetizer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had ling cod.
Right?
We had ling cod.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I just know that Pete came back just raving about the food and all those things. But I know that, like, that is your kryptonite, the fresh Dungeness. Like, I know that that's Pete's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. What do you need king and snow crab for when you have Dungeness? That's my opinion.
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks a lot for the call this
morning.
Thank
you.
Yeah, for sure. I got a great text here, and it's from John Golly, and he has a good one here. He says, hi, Let's Talk Hookup. I'd like to ask Rob and Valerie, have you had any tuna trips out west for albacore?
Oh.
Yeah, Nathan?
I think that's a Nathan.
Nathan and
yeah,
Rob.
Nathan
yeah,
Nathan for that. Yes.
What do you think, guys?
We haven't done a local, like a trip out of our business for albacore, but for the last couple summers now, I've had local buddies out here catching albacore anywhere from like a couple miles right offshore all the way up to like 10, 15. And last year was a really hot year for them. The weather was nice and the water was warm and they came right in. And there is probably last year was the first year where a majority of my buddies were just going out and catching them there. So I think that's definitely a conversation for the future and a conversation that I would definitely be on the side of going out and trying to go get them for sure.
Especially if the weather's right and it's just a few miles off, right?
Oh, exactly right.
And how about a salmon, halibut, rock cod, ling cod, albacore combo trip?
Sounds
good.
You can
handle a little bit of that?
Yeah, something, because at the end of the day, you just need space and time, and they're out there. And definitely with our new boats that we have nowadays, gives us an option to at least go after them, right?
That's really cool.
Nathan, do you ever, speaking of other exotics, do you guys ever go after a sablefish, black cod?
Not sport fishingly, and I've never done it personally, but they're definitely, we have them out here.
Yeah.
And they're a super, super deep water fish to go after. And so I haven't personally found a way yet to go after them and consistently find them time after time yet. So,
okay.
But I haven't, from the best of my knowledge, none of the fishing charters go after that black cod there that you guys were talking about.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob,
It's in the works for the 2023 season.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy I'm happy to bring up my electric reel.
I'll bet you.
Apparently, the true way to do it is to send down pots about 600 feet into the mud, and then let them sit for 3 days. And apparently, you'll have one prawn in there, scares your life in the corner, and the rest will be full, like nice little black cod.
I'll be darned. Cool. That sounds pretty wild. Yeah, cool. Yeah, and that a lot less work for the angler too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially with that crab puller, right, from 600 feet down.
Yeah, exactly. The Canadian crab puller. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Gus? Gus is calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys. Yo, everybody.
Yo, Gus.
Hi, Gus. Hey, Gus.
Listen, I just want to say something about Queen Charlotte Safaris. Obviously, the fishing is fantastic, and your captains are second to none. The one thing that stands out for Queen Charlotte Safaris is Valerie.
No.
She has this personal touch, and she knows just about everything there is to know about having a great time and being able to catch fish. She puts on a really good display of fun and games and food and drink. That's all I have to say.
That's so true. She touched my heart. And you know what? I didn't get here alone. I mean, I've got an amazing team, and without them, I have no business. And so I'm just very grateful to my team. I'm very grateful to guests like you and all the people that support us. Sitting right here in the studio, and we have just this amazing family of friends all over the United States and Canada, and I'm very, very grateful. You're going to make me cry this morning.
Oh, hey, Gus, you know, let's talk about the quality of the product that you brought, guys. Nobody knows quality of product salmon-wise than Gus from Burbank,
yeah,
for sure. How was that quality of the product that you brought back from Queen Charlotte Safaris?
I hate to use the term again, but second to none. I mean, I've cooked it several different ways, including smoking it, but I've made grilled salmon, sauteed, even baked some salmon. And it's, you know, I haven't poached salmon yet, but I plan to. Because this stuff is just amazing.
Don't forget, Nathan put us on all those incredible lingcod spots, and you brought back a bunch of lingcod, and then you sent me all these pictures of these lingcod recipes that you had.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't have too many lingcod recipes, but I did try to copy John's Chef John's bake method using some pesto, and it came out almost as good as Chef John's.
Oh, hey, Gus, a pleasure, and I'm really excited to have you come back and fishing. We'll be fishing with Nathan again, and looking forward to that.
That's
for
good.
Sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Gus. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here from Gretchen. She says, hey, Valerie, is the Queen Charlotte Safaris is the best-kept secret. Everyone who listens go there will not have any – goes there. They won't have any space for years as far as I'm concerned. Best trip ever over to Haida Gwaii Outfitters I have been out on. All that said, the spot is spot on, and the shark salmon was on my boat. And then she also says, and the salmon caught there are so delicate and tasty because they are just transitory. Just had some coho last night. So
Hi, Gretchen.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to I'll make it really quick. So Gretchen, we connected, and she came up as a single lady angler. And
you can pull that off, right?
I can pull that off.
Yeah.
Of course we can. I can pull just about anything off, maybe. No, I just think she came up as a single angler. And then I had another gentleman, and this is answers some of the questions of some of the calls that came in. He, from my hometown of Boise, Idaho. Yes, I'm from Idaho. I went opposite. Everyone's going to my hometown, and I came to California. Anyway, so he came up, and then I paired him up with two friends, and they were on Rob's boat. And Rob, I'm sure you remember Gretchen, and yes, that was the salmon shark that came in, and she was amazing, and she bonded with these three men, and they kicked, you know what, they had a great time, and they had so much fun. And Rob, I'm sure you remember those guests, and yes, it was so fun. Thank you, Gretchen. We loved having you, and I can't wait for you to come back.
For sure.
I remember the reel. That's all I remember.
Destroy the reel.
They have fire. The reel was on fire.
Now, don't tell me you used the knuckle buster for that.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
No way. Get out of here.
Actually, it'll be by next year. It should be in the IGFA book. It's a line class record for 30-pound test at 30-pound leader.
Wow.
That's so rad.
That's unbelievable.
Nice job, Rob.
How big was it? Do you have a weight on it?
83.3.
Wow, that's cool. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. This time we're going to talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, so what is a normal trip to Queen Charlotte? What's the length on that?
5 days, 4 nights, 3 full days of fishing, and they are full days of fishing.
Full days of fishing, yeah.
Yep, all-inclusive with airfare from Vancouver.
You.
Yeah.
Sure. So when you're talking about the price, and you give our listeners a special price.
Yes. So if you reach out to me, we'll give all the reach out information at the end. So round trip airfare, boat, guide, reels, tackle. Like Pete said, you don't need to bring your lures.
Yeah.
Or your jigs.
I won't be bringing anything.
Custom fish processing. You just heard Gus say second to none. BC fishing license, salmon stamp, accommodations, all your meals, and we do have our liquor license, so you get complimentary wine with dinner from the Okanagan Valley of BC, and then we do special bottles of wine, and then spirits and beer. You just pay at the end. It's just a running tab, so all inclusive.
Yeah, and all their liquor at the place is top shelf too.
Yes.
So you want a good, Yeah, you want Grey Goose, you want top of the line scotch, whatever.
Scotch,
you've got it.
Whatever, yes.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And you don't have to worry about going. There's actually a great liquor store right down the street, but you don't even have to go there. You don't have to worry about going there.
It's not really a liquor store.
It's a market. It's kind of like they have everything.
Yeah.
But no, it's kind of like everything is taken care of except your flight to Vancouver. And your hotel overnight, whether you stay one night or two nights in Vancouver.
Yeah, and you don't have to stay. A lot of people like to go up. I say, don't be in a hurry. This is your holiday, right?
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
You cannot miss that plane to Sunspit. If you miss that plane, we have a problem. And that is something I go very clear in detail. We send out welcome packet. Like, we're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets a lot of information, so you're very informed before you even come up.
You know exactly what's going on.
Yep.
All right.
All dialed in.
Hey. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for that call. I have a great text here from Mark in La Quinta. He says, good morning. Question for Valerie. What keeps the staff and guides busy in the off season? So we should ask Rob and Nathan, what do you guys do in the off season?
Go for it, Nathan.
Okay, well, my ears are pretty busy. So when my fishing season is done, I close up shop here. I close the lodge up, make sure all the boats are put away properly. And then after that, I get all my stuff organized, and I go up to northern BC and go up to the Yukon, and I guide moose for a month. That's what I did this year. So I did two big moose hunts up in the Yukon.
Wow.
And then I'm back on island now, and I had a great time up there. And then I just do a little bit of work around Sandspit and help everybody out as much as I can. And then I'm going to be going back home for Christmas this year. So I go back home to Saskatchewan for that. And then I'm planning on being down in Mexico for the month of January and do some hunting down there. So I do hunting and fishing almost year-round now.
Wow. And Rob, what about you?
Well, I get back here, have a little rest, and then right about that time, the fisher from up there are actually coming down here. So have a little bit of a fishery here, do a little bit of fun, hit up some of the rivers as well. And then December, January, this year looks like I'm going to be grooming on the ski hill across on the island here. And then February, Costa Rica for a little fishing fun, and then probably back up.
Sounds like a pretty good life. And you live on Vancouver Island?
I'm actually on the mainland, which is directly across from the center of Vancouver Island. It's a small community named Powell River. I've lived here pretty much my whole life. Wow. And enjoy being down here. I mean, how can you not love being on the coast, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I will say this, the Canadian people are so nice.
Yes.
I mean, everybody, your staff, like the people are nice, the locals, people in the town are nice, the people in Vancouver are just so kind and friendly, and they're just happy, smiley people, you know, and that's really such a pleasure to see.
Yeah, I think I have the best crew.
You clearly do. It's very apparent that you've got a really, I mean, you've heard it from every caller, and then hearing from Nathan and Rob, like, you guys have a tight family. It's really cool.
Yeah. And Nathan, you live in Sandspit. That's your home, right?
Yes, sir, yeah. Sandspit is now my home, and I'm actually at the lodge as we speak right now, just because cell reception's a bit better, and I get to look out at this nice, beautiful ocean as we talk.
That's perfect. Yeah, watch all the eagles hanging out there, and it's a pretty special place.
That's awesome.
Yeah, more eagles than people there.
Yes,
that's awesome.
And I think bears and deer too.
Yeah, that's really cool. Hey, want to mention this portion of the show sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Plus, with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and the poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Valerie, Rob, and Nathan. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here talking fishing, talking fun, Queen Charlotte Safaris. What a great show, and it is flying by.
Yeah, it is. Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to Chef Joe, calling from Grass Valley. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Valerie.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Valerie's eyes lit up when she saw that name on the computer screen there.
Well, Chef Joe, just to give a quick...
So.
Yes, long story, new facility. The lodge was started, broke ground in 05, finished in 06, and the first chef that cooked and did that season in 06 was Chef Joe from Grass Valley, and he worked 5 seasons for me. And he's amazing. He hunts, he fishes, amazing cuisine. And we miss you, Chef Joe.
Were Nathan and Rob there that those days?
No.
No, okay.
No, this we're going way
Before,
back.
Way back.
We're going way back.
You've been doing this for 20, how many years? 23 years.
December 1st.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
That's yes.
Awesome.
I'm so glad you called in.
You miss being up in Haida Gwaii, Joe?
Yeah, it was, yep. I've been up there, four seasons I was up. Maybe 5 seasons, I can't remember. But great time up there. Yeah, the lodge was awesome. I was actually talking with Jamie yesterday about getting some recipes for you guys, and she mentioned that you were going to be on the show, so I just wanted to hop on and say hi, and what a Aww. great experience. My email address is still qcschef@gmail.com, so always kept that one.
So many great
memories. Yeah.
Yeah, part of the family.
Yeah.
In fact, your picture's still on the wall. The
awesome. Yeah, no, I show those pictures off with pride. My largest halibut was, 160 pounds, something like that. King salmon over 30. Ling cod's over, I remember, what was it, Don and Bill caught that one ling cod that was as big around as a 55-gallon drum. That was that was quite the experience.
And you know what?
Adventures, getting seasick. And
yes. Well, he put the kitchen together because it was brand new.
Wow.
So Chef Joe, helped put the whole lodge together.
Yeah, I got there and... was expecting to see the lodge already finished, and Ron drove me by, and it was a 2x4 still getting built. I was like, oh,
yes.
Okay, here we go. So quite the adventure getting to put that kitchen together and setting everything up. But, yeah, so many great memories of being up there. And, when people talk about the scenery up there, if you saw a dinosaur walk out onto the shore, you wouldn't be surprised. It's just that right. remote that, you know, the eagles, the bears, you know, fond memories of feeding the eagles across the street. That was always a good time, having the guests come out and seeing 20, 30, 40 bald eagles swooping in on the scraps. So,
yeah,
great times.
Well, still part of our family, and speaking of family, probably one of the most precious moments is when you and Tyler, my son Tyler, went out fishing, and you guys come back, and you were just smiling ear to ear, and he still talks about his fishing day with Chef Joe.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we had a couple of them out there. We had, I think that he was there the day I caught my big halibut. That was a fun day out there with Richard and having a good time. So,
How big was that halibut?
Nothing but great memories from up there. 160 pounds, I think it was. 140, 160, something like that.
The bigger ones. Also, you and Tyler got to fish with our belated sea snouser, Ray Lorenzo, our captain that we lost in an accident, and he was my head guide. And if I remember right, you and Tyler also fished with him. He's an amazing man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to fish with Ray a couple of times. Me and Tyler went out. We got three or four Chinook salmon each with Ray. And, sea snouser. That was a great memories as well. Good times up there for sure. No, and then the one, hopefully you're still doing it, is the birthday cake. Did you get to talk
we
about that?
We are doing the fish and cake still. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was Joe's creation.
I love it. Yeah, no.
Still doing it.
Yeah, Valerie said we got a special guest in for a birthday cake. And I said, oh, let me whip up a birthday cake. And I was like, oh, let me do this little something different this time. So we had one of the guys bring in a salmon head, and I put it on a cake base and decorated it all up. And so that became a lodge specialty that anybody celebrating a birthday up there is going to get a surprise cake.
I'm celebrating my birthdays up there, too. So I understand.
Now, Joe, they have to kiss the fish for luck. That's the rule.
That's great. And it works. Hey, Joe, nice to hear you.
Awesome. I love it.
Thank you. Thanks for
appreciate
joining
it.
Us
Thanks
here on Stock Hookup.
Big hug.
You know, Valerie's face is lit up. Thanks for your call. Hey, John is called in here from the Southern California Tuna Club.
Good morning, John. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love listening to the show. And the only thing I think that I can add after all the great things that the callers have been saying about Valerie and her team is that, you know, compared to Alaska, there is no comparison. The Tuna Club runs trips all over the world, really, and there's a group that always goes back to Alaska every single year, and they fish up around Craig, Alaska. And they actually, this year, they were like a week before us going up to Queen Charlotte. By the way, I organized a trip of about, I think, Valerie, I think it was 24 people from the club and their families. Yeah.
Yes.
And so anyway, they came back and they were boasting about, you know, all their salmon that they caught up in around Craig. But unfortunately, not one of them, there were 20 of them, not all of them got their one fish limit of king salmon. And the largest one was 14.8 pounds. So when I gave my fish report from Queen Charlotte Safari, everybody's mouth was just wide open. And when I told them that every one of our fishermen caught their four fish limit of kings, ranging from probably 20 pounds all the way up to 41 pounds.
Yeah.
So, and with that, you know, we caught tons of lingcod and what have you. So, you know, those people that continue to go back to Alaska, they need to have a new mindset and think about Valerie and her operation.
Thank you, John. And you know what? Your captain, Rob, you have fished with Rob this year, and you fished with Nathan when you came up and we filmed in 2019.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, your captains are so great. And, you know, first year I fished with Nathan, and, God, he was outstanding. And last year we fished with Rob, and I know he's fairly new with your operation, but, boy, I tell you what, he knows his stuff. And he put us on the fish and got us a nice variety of fish, and, you know, just couldn't be, you know, more happy, the entire club. If you remember, John and Jenny and their, I think, total 13 family members came up, and we just kind of rocked the place with their nephew, Johnny. Remember, he plays with the dueling pianos guys, and, God, we just had such a great time. But, yeah, your food, your service, your staff, the fishing, it couldn't be better up there.
Nice.
You broke the record on Monday,
John. You're so awesome.
When are you going back?
We're working on it.
Okay.
Well, we're working on it right now, but I'm concerned that, you know, all these positive comments, she's going to sell out the 23 season before we book our trip.
So I'm telling you, you better get on. And we have our trip August 3rd through the 7th.
Yes.
Harold Davis is going. I'm going. Corey Sandin is going. And I know we have a few spots left on that one. But if you want to go with us, don't wait too long.
Yeah, right.
That's the whole get a hold of Valerie.
Well, I'm actually trying to book another a trip for our club and trying to take the entire lodge out. If I can, I don't know if that's going to be possible. But, you know, 2 years ago, I was scheduled to go with you guys.
Yeah,
and I got stopped at the airport because they didn't have my passport. I only had my passport card. And so I missed that trip.
Oh,
yeah.
Bummer.
And 2021, he was supposed to be in your trip.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, John, we'll look forward to having you back. And thanks a lot for giving us a call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll see you soon, Valerie.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Another text that came through says, good morning. I'm loving this show, and I looked into traveling to Canada and Queen Charlotte Safaris. I'm really looking forward to taking my grandson. I read that legislation may have changed recently. I had a DUI almost 50 years ago, and I read that somebody who has that cannot enter Canada. I'm hoping to get more clarification. And Valerie seems like she knows all her P's and Q's.
I do, and guess what? You can come on up. If you've had a DUI and it's over 10 years or older, you can come
to
Canada.
Come.
Yep.
Okay. Wow.
Pretty simple.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Reach out to me and I'll give you there's a little protocol and I have it. So.
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, you know all the rules and regulations.
Not all.
For obvious reason. Oh, most of them. Yeah.
A good chunk.
It's pretty clear that you got it just about wired.
No, it's
no
funny
doubt.
Because Canada has some pretty quirky things.
Sure.
And you need to know what's going on. But, I mean, I think that's a good rule, so whatever. Yeah. I got to bring your attention to a new feature we have on Let's Talk Cook Up on the Let's Talk Cook Up website and also on our email blast that Bill Varney puts out every other week, and that is Chef Jeff's Recipes. And it's on our website, letstalkcookup.com, on the front page. This week, his recipe is cilantro crusted seared ahi.
Oh, dude.
I am telling you, just look at the picture. You're going to want to make this. Beautiful presentation as well as really detailed recipe from Chef Jeff. He's just doing a fantastic job for us, and we sure appreciate it. He's a friend and goes with us on trips, and he's a big listener, and he just this is his contribution to the show, and we really appreciate that. Also on the website is Arnie's description of his amazing trip on the Liberty, which our second trip on the Liberty goes out tomorrow night.
Nice.
So good luck to Dave and all the gang on that. So check that out. It's on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com.
I hope those guys were prepared with some big tackle. There's been some good big fish fishing here lately for those guys outside Clemente. So I hope Dave ate his Wheaties and got his big gear packed up. Like, I think they're going to be in for a good trip. Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Valerie and Rob and Nathan. Let's jump back into it and talk to Gary calling us from Lawndale. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
I'd like to talk about my trip on the CCA charter on the Pride out of 22nd Street Landing. We caught Dorado, calicos, and released them, yellowfin tuna, and opportunity to fish with my son and Alex from the Rusty Hook. Valerie, I have a question for you. Are you guys there?
Go ahead.
They're gone. Okay.
I
had a question. What is the, do you have freshwater fishing opportunities and where do you fish for? Dr. Bob told me all about Queen Charlotte Safaris and got me really excited. I like to bring strange lures and is that okay by your captains and boats for us to use this, our own lures?
I'm going to let my captains answer that because it's their boat. But first of all, on the river fishing, that is, you know what? That is something we have not dialed in, maybe in the future. Work in progress. We've got a lot of stuff work in progress. We're trying to grow. Obviously, the pandemic did set us back a bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So But what we do our best. And Nathan, Rob, you guys can put your input.
Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the call this morning, by the way. So, Nathan, Rob, can you bring your own tackle? Do you guys encourage, discourage that? What do you think?
Honestly, I guess for my boat specifically, I have no problem other people bringing tackle. There's depending on who it is, and I get a feel for the person. A lot of the time, I'll make them a deal that if they want to use their own tackle and they can see that my tackle is working fairly well, I'll let them use their tackle. I'll set it up for them however they want it to. But a lot of the time, I'll let them almost have to be committed. If you want to use your tackle, then this is what you're going to use. And you can do that for a small time for the day, or you can do that the whole day, or just kind of let them do what they want. But
there you go.
But for the most part, you don't need to bring your own tackle, but if you want to and to try it out, it's kind of fishing, right?
Yeah, and what
you
about you?
You don't know until you try.
Yeah, exactly. Rob, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we know it works out here, right? It's been pretty standard for over the years. It always changes a little bit here and there. But the rule on my boat is 3-1. If it hits three times and you don't get one, I'm sorry, bro, but we're taking your tackle off.
I like it. I like it. That's a good rule, a good rule. I can tell you this. One thing that I really enjoyed fishing with Nathan and Gus and Bob Fletcher was with us, Captain Bob and
Evan.
And Evan. Nathan let us run the downriggers. He let us do our own thing. And as long as we didn't mess up too badly, he was like totally cool about it. And you can, so you don't just sit there and watch. You can actually participate.
Yes.
If you are capable, number one, and you're willing, right, Nathan?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I have no problem teaching anybody how to run the gear, but there does become a time if you start breaking stuff and making it to where we can't quite do what we need to do, then I'll step in and find you a different job to do. But you, for the most part, I can keep you busy on the boat. You don't have to just sit there and wait for me to hand you a rod there. It's
right.
A lot of the time, it's I'll visualize and I'll let you know if there's a fish on there. And most of the time, people are grabbing the rods and setting the hooks and doing the whole show. I'm just kind of there telling them what to use and how far to put it down and also just to drive the boat to make sure it's going the right speed for the fish. So, no, it's a really hands-on on my boat if it needs to be.
How about you, Rob?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think the whole goal of your entire trip is to just enjoy yourself to begin with. And then it's whatever you want to do. Like, if you want to learn how to run everything, I'm going to take you from step one to step five all the way through, right? Usually the first day, it's like, okay, here's how you get the rod out. Here's how you hook them up. And day two, all right, here how you're, you know, it depends on how fast the person wants to learn. And, you know, here is how you set it up. This is how you hook it up. Okay, this is how you drop it down. And usually by day three, they're running it all by themselves. And it's filling to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it's fun. It makes it more fun for somebody like me or somebody that's an angler, or like all of us, you know, that love to fish. It's a lot more fun for us to be a part of that whole process rather than you just hand, like, it's kind of like the Mexico thing here. Just take this rod out of my hand.
Yeah, you're part of the crew.
You're part of the crew. You're part of the thing. And Nathan, I promise I'll bring that clip I lost for you next year. Speaking of losing tackle.
It's funny.
Yeah, that's okay. Maybe I have to bring a couple just in case you lose a couple more there.
Yeah, no problem.
If you're fishing with Dark and Gus again, maybe bring a couple.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Yeah. All good.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas coming their way. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know
know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them at your local shop or Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out the big winner, a Costa a $300 gift certificate to Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Valerie's going to do us the honor of flipping the coin, find out whether we got a caller or a texter. Okay, today we have a caller. Congratulations, Gus in Burbank.
Gus,
you got yourself a brand new pair of Costas. Congratulations.
All right, Gus. And, hey, Nathan, Rob, thank you very much for joining us. We sure appreciate it. And I can't wait to come up back up there and fish with you guys.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. It's been a blast doing this.
Thanks
for having us.
All right.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Nathan.
And then, Valerie, one of the things you didn't talk about is all the awards you give away that last night when everybody feasts on Dungeness crab and great food from Chef John and stuff like that.
All I want to say is when you're out and about and, like, selling and trade shows and things like that, some people have never, ever, ever, like, where the bucket list is to catch a Chinook, a king salmon. They've never caught one. I'm like, you've never caught one? I guarantee you'll catch one. I guarantee it. And we do a lot of, your first Chinook, so you're part of the Chinook Club. And same with halibut. It's not about size or anything like that. This is just about the experience of that first time you've ever caught any of these species. And we had so many people catch ling cod this year, and that's the chef decided to serve ling cod.
Giant ling cod.
And so now we have a lot of people. I'm getting emails and texts like, we are loving our ling cod. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We had no idea.
And the thing is, in Canada, you can keep any size ling cod. There's no slot limit like there is in Alaska. It's like big you catch ones, a giant ones. One, you can keep it.
You can.
Yeah.
We kind of encourage the big ones to go back in, just like the halibut. But.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, if somebody wants to get with you, how do we book a trip to Queen Charlotte Safari?
So, toll-free number comes right to my cell phone, actually. 1-877-815-2892. Or just send me a quick email at Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, at QC Safaris. Don't forget the S in safaris.com. You can text me, 805-698-9590. And I just want to say thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Great
and
job,
thank
Larry.
You. Thanks fun. To Christian for manning the phones. Very busy phones today. And all the texters and all the callers.
You.
And thank you for your And, of course, thanks to Adam for the app. Tomorrow morning, Jeff Roberto from Sushi on a Roll, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.